Bezras Hashem Yisparech, our halacha topic from Daf Tzadi Gimel is a fascinating one, one that is quite practical, and there is quite a bit of confusion about a woman cutting her nails before going to the mikveh, as well as the question of, if for whatever reason she did not cut her nails before going to the mikveh, whether she's allowed to have a Gentile cut her fingernails for her. And we will see that the second Shaila particularly emerges directly from our sugya, and it has halacha l'maisa implications, as well as based on a fascinating fundamental question that emerges from the Gemara. There have been many different customs in Klal Yisrael, and to this day, there are still different customs within different mikvos based on different communities on how a woman is required to cut her nails before going to the mikveh. That is something that I just add editorially that is important. Before a woman chooses the mikveh that she's going to go to, one of the things that she might be taken aback, both the kula and the chumrah, that what her kala teacher had taught her is the requirement for her to cut her nails, she might find that the mikveh people insisting, hopefully in a pleasant way, that she cut the fingernails shorter, or vice versa, they might insist less than she would have expected. Let's open up the Shulchan Aruch and see how this is connected to Daf Tzadi Gimel in Maseches Shabbos. The Mechaber is clear. In regards to the chatzitza of a nail, he writes in Simin Kuf Tzadiches Sivchach, Davka Botzek Shetachas Hatziporin Chotzeitz. If there is something under the nail, that creates a chatzitza. Aval Hatziporin Atzma, the nail itself, Ein HaChotzeitz, does not serve as a chatzitza. Vafil Moise Gedola, Vomedes Lichatech, even if the nail is large, Upareches Vavaris Mikinegat Abasar, Ein HaChotzeitz. And this is the psak for Svaradim, and therefore, if a woman cleans well under her nails, mi'ikur d'dina, there might not even be a chiyuv at all to cut her nails. However, there have been very different customs in Ashkenaz, the Hungarian Jews being quite machmir in this regard, based on the Ramah's language. Mi'u kol zeh dafka she'ein tzoa botzek tachtehav b'shas shetavah. The Ramah first points out that if there is anything underneath the nail, and it's not been clean well underneath, that will serve as a chatzitza. And then the Ramah adds, "Ume achar dekvar nogu lito hatziparnayim," and since the custom has become so as to prevent chatzitzas to cut the nails, afilun zipar achas nishar biyada, even if one nail remains, v'tavla tzricha tvila acheres, the woman is going to need to do another tvila. The Taz is insistent that this is only a custom. In contrast to the position of the Shach, the Taz writes in Sifkaten Chaf Aleph, Udvariv Tamuim, those who say that there is a Chiyuv Midin to cut the nails, it's a wonder. That it's not a requirement for the nails to be cut, but it is a custom in all of Ashkenaz. And therefore the Taz insists that the only way we would be machmir if a woman in Ashkenaz did not cut her nails to send her back is if she didn't have relations with her husband. So then there's nothing to lose, but chas v'chalila, to say that the tevila was not a valid tevila, and to be motzi laz, the chas v'chalila, the husband and wife were together when she didn't have tahara in the nida, that we would not say. Hence, the Taz comes to another shita. Now again, we're not going to deal with the fingernails and the other positions. Just know the position of the Taz. Know that the Shach is more machmir than the Taz. And now let us segue to point B that the Taz makes in Sif Katan, Chaf Aleph, which relates directly to our sugya and has come up halacha l'maisa. And that is, what happens if a woman forgot to cut her nails according to the minhag? The minhag, I want to emphasize, is both according to the Taz and the Shach in Ashkenaz, and her night of tevila is Friday night. Should one have a Gentile cut the nails. This is a classic moment, says the Taz, where someone wants to be extra machmir, and in the end, they've been over in Iser Doraisa. Says the Taz, of course a goy should not cut it, because the woman, when she sticks out her hand, she is being misayeya, she is helping the Gentile cut. And the Taz explains that the misayeya is sometimes asur, despite our Gemara on Shabbos Sadi Gimel. In Shulchan Aruch we paskin, in Simin Kuf Pei Aleph Siv Dalid, that if someone sits down to have their payas cut, the halacha is they are going to be chayiv if they bend their head a little bit to have their payas cut. They were over the Isser, even though they didn't do the act of cutting the payas or the beard itself. But if it's almost impossible for the individual, both the individual who's having his payas cut, to sit as stone, as well as the woman, without moving her hand slightly towards the area of the scissors, and therefore there would be a problem with sayeya, and it could very well be the individual be over in Iser Doraisa. So says the Taz, it's a davar pashut. It isn't a chiyuv even mikur dedina to cut one's nails, and the woman in such a case should clean well underneath, but in no way should she have her nails cut. The Shach, in his Nekudas HaKesef, responds to the Taz and disagrees very, very strongly. The Taz points out that our Gemara is black on white. We paskin misayeya ein bo mamish. And therefore, on Hilchos Shabbos, there's no problem, even if the woman would bend her fingers towards the scissor, as long as she's not doing the cutting. And the Taz's raya from the sugya of Nikaf is not a raya at all, because otherwise we'd have a stira between halacha. And by Nikaf, it's different than in Hilchos Shabbos, because the Torah describes specifically, as the Gemara in Makis and Chaf on the Beis points out, and Rashi over there spells out, that there is a separate prohibition, a Xeris HaKosov, that prohibits an individual from being passive and allowing them to cut off their payas. Lo sakifu, chazal darshan, lo sanicho, lahakif. You should not allow yourself to have your payas cut off. And therefore, it's not that we say, misayeya, yesh bo mamish, if you move your hand a little. No, misayeya ain't bo mamish, even if you move your hand a little. However, when it comes to lo sakifu, there's a prohibition whether you move your head or not. Therefore, says the Shach, our Gemara is giving us a hard and fast rule. If you're not doing the malacha, the primary doer, misayeya ein bo mamish, and there is no problem. Hence, the Shach concludes, there isn't an issue for a woman to have her nails cut off on Shabbos itself, because our Gemara set off in many proofs, going from Tzadi Gimel Amin Aleph to Tzadi Gimel Amin Beis, to have the nails cut off is not a problem, because misayeya ein bo mamish. And the halacha of lo sakifu is not telling us that if a person moves a little bit, then by definition they're going to be over the isser of baal takif, and we don't say that it's misayeya, but we say that they are part of the maisa. No, there is a separate isser. The Taz disagrees. The Taz says that the halacha of lo sakifu tells us, from the Gemara Makos, if you move your head a little, you're no longer simply a misayeya. You are part of the actual maisa. And if that is true by payas, the Taz says the same applies in Hilchos Shabbos. And therefore, if a person makes a move to be part of the actual maisa itself, in such a case, then they're going to be chayiv. If I had to choose, I would have thought that the Pashas of the Gemara is like the Shach. That the Pashas of the Gemara is that even if a person is doing an action, if he's not the primary doer of the malacha, we say misayeya ein bo mamish. This is the halacha lemaisa application of this discussion, a big machlokas between the Shach and the Taz in how we define misayeya ein bo mamish. I'd like to conclude with what Rabbi Yisrael Balsam told me, Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal said about this machlokas. Rabbi Aaron astutely pointed out that the Rambam on that sugya, in regards to cutting off one's payas, argues with the Ravid whether the Isser of Nikaf, when a person's payas is cut off, is specifically if he moves his head towards the barber, or he's entirely passive. And Rabbi Aaron pointed out that it seems that that's what the Shach and the Taz are arguing about over here. If we say that the halacha is that Nikaf is only chayiv if he moves his head to the barber, so then we're understanding that payas is not a special halacha, that you're not allowed to have your payas cut off, but rather the chiddush of Nikaf is that if a person is a partner in action, even a secondary action, they're considered connected to the Maisa Avera, then there's room for the Taz to say that in Hilchos Shabbos as well, if a person takes part, then that's no longer considered Misayeya Embo Mamish. However, those who hold, as is borne out in a machlokis between the Rambam and Ravid on that sugya in Makos, on Chof Amebeis, if a person is entirely passive, he'll still be over in Nikaf, clearly in Hilchos Shabbos, that would not be an Iser at all, and therefore, the rule of Makif and Nikaf is not telling us anything in the terms of Misayeya, and therefore, we would say that the rule of Misayeya Ein Bo Mamish is a hard and fast rule in Hilchos Shabbos. As long as one is the secondary action, not the primary, then one is not over the Yisur D'oraisa. Bottom line is, in terms of fingernails and the mikvah, is that it's clear that for Ashkenazim there is a custom that a woman cut her nails. The Taz says that it is only a custom, it's not a chiyuv mi'ikur d'dina. The Shach in Sifkatan Chafhei disagrees. He claims it's a chiyuv mi'ikur d'dina. However, the Shach himself is nevertheless lenient if b'di'evet, the night passed, and it turns out after she had gone to the mikvah, she realized a day later that she had not cut her nails, there isn't a chiyuv to go back, even according to the Shach. And what then, if on Friday night she did not cut her nails, that is a big machlokas between the Taz and the Shach, and that revolves around the dimensions and scope of the rule of Daf Yomi, Tzadi Gimel Amud Aleph, Misayeya Ein Bo Mamish.